Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Micha Horowitz, and today we are studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Mem Aleph. The article introduction to this perek tells us this concluding chapter of Book 1, which is Chapter 41, proclaims God's loving closeness to man, even in his most hopeless circumstances. This is a recurrent theme in Sefer Tehillim, and it is a fundamental principle in life. So here David HaMelech reminds us that the Ribono Shel Olam is close to us, and even when we seem to have lost all hope, this is never the case unless we rely on God. It is never the case that all hope is lost. And so David HaMelech begins, L'menatzech Mizmor LaDavid, for the conductor, a psalm by David, Ashrei Maskil El Dal B'yam Ra'ah Yimaletehu Hashem, praiseworthy is he who contemplates the needy. Dal is from the Lashon Ava. Dal is a poor person. Fortunate is he who contemplates the needy. On the day of disaster, B'yam Ra'ah, Yimaleteyu Hashem, God will deliver him. Pasuk Gimel, Hashem Yishmerehu V'chayehu, God will preserve him, God will watch over him and give him life. V'ushar ba'aretz, he will be happy on the earth. V'al titnehu b'nefesh oivav, he will not deliver him into the hands of his enemies. So once again, we see God will guard over him. He is the Shomer Yisrael, he is the Chai Yisrael. Fortunate is he on earth, and God will not give him into the hands of his enemies. Pasuk dalet, Hashem yisadenu al eres devai, Hashem will fortify him on the bed of his misery. Kol mishkavo hafachta b'chali, even when all of his restfulness is upset by his illness, ani amarti, and I said, Hashem chaneni, God, please show me favor, refa'a nafshi, please heal my soul, ki chatasilach. This too is a recurrent theme of Sefer Tehillim. David HaMelech consistently expresses the idea that his afflictions, his travails, his illnesses have befallen him because ki chatasilach, I have sinned to you, God. Oiva yamru rali, my enemies speak evil of me, and they say, matai yamus, when will he die? Va'avad shemo, and his name will be obliterated. Pasuk Zayin, v'im balir ot shav yidaber, and if they come to see me, if they come to speak, insincerely does he speak. Libo yikabet oven, though his heart gathers sins for himself. So even when the enemy comes, and even when someone appears to be my friend, they come to see me, in truth the enemy speaks deceitfully and wants to know when I will die and when is my end. Yachar Allah yislachashu kol sonai, together all my enemies whisper against me. Allah yichashvu rali, together they think of bad for me. King David speaks consistently about the enemies coming to do bad to him, which both includes enemies and the Yetzer Hara, about how we must trust in Hashem because he is the only one who can heal us. Like he said in Pasuk, hey, ani amarti Hashem chaneni rifa'a nafshi. In his commentary to Tehillim, Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch comments on Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Aleph Lamnatzech Mizmor LaDavid. Pasuk Beis, Ashrei Maskil El Dal. Fortunate is he who contemplates the impoverished one. B'yam ra'ah, on the day of bad, yimaletehu Hashem, God will deliver him, God will rescue him. Dal is one of the words in Lashon HaKodesh for a poor person. We have an evyon, we have an ani, and we have a dal. Dalid lamid. Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch commentary to Sefer Tehillim writes as follows. Dal is he who has been brought low by financial reverses or physical illness. So it could be someone who is financially and economically poor, or it is somebody who, Rahman al-Islam, is physically ill and therefore physically poor in a medical sense. Dal is he who has been brought low by financial reverses, so he used to be wealthy, and by a reverse of finances, he is now poor, or he is physically ill. He is the invalid or the impoverished man. What does it mean, maskil el dal, maskil from the word seichel, to have da'as, to contemplate, to think? Maskil el dal, says Rav Hirsch, is he who applies his intelligence to the care of the ill and the impoverished. One who takes a loving, understanding interest in their welfare. So maskil dal is someone who contemplates the dal. He thinks about the person who has either lost his finances or who is physically ill. He pays attention to him. He applies his intelligence, his seichel, to the care of the ill and the impoverished. One who takes a loving and understanding interest in their welfare. So sometimes we see somebody who is in dire straits and perhaps one might choose to look away. Another person might choose choose to pay attention. That is the maskil eldal, who takes an interest in their welfare. Of course, and now Rav Sham Shafal Hirsch says, based on this chapter and this verse in Tehillim, of course, even if men should abandon him altogether, so let's say the Dal has been utterly abandoned by his fellow man, the Dal is never really entirely forsaken. Like David HaMelech says in this capital, my enemies say bad unto me, my enemies hope for my death and my name to be obliterated, and even if they come to see me, they speak with iniquity, libo yukabit avinlo, in their hearts they are wicked against me. So even when it seems that all of our fellow men have abandoned us, when there is no hope in man, the Dal is never really entirely forsaken. Why? His real aid, his deliverance comes from God. And the greater the danger seems, the nearer is this help. The real deliverance comes from God. Aid comes from Hashem. And the greater the danger seems, we have to know and believe that the nearer is God's help. It is biyam ra'ah, on the most disastrous day, when the worst seems imminent, that God will come to his rescue. Ashrei maskil adal, fortunately, is he who contemplates the dal. Ultimately, the one who contemplates the dal, capital O, is God. The one, capital O, who contemplates the dal, who never removes his attention from the dal, zeri bonosham, biyam ra'ah, on the most disastrous day, yimalitehu Hashem. And the more disastrous the situation, when the worst seems imminent, writes Rav Hirsch, that God then will come to his rescue. However, does this mean that fellow man should abandon his impoverished brother? Says Rav Hirsch, this does not mean we may therefore fold our hands in complacent inactivity. It means that when we see somebody else suffering, we can say, oh, God will help you, and therefore we stand by. We cannot fold our hands in complacent inactivity. No, says Rav Hirsch, we must hurry to the aid of the sick. We must hurry to the rescue of the poor in order to lessen and alleviate their pain until such a time as God will have sent his help from above. So yes, of course there is hashkacha pratis. God supervises the destiny of every individual. Of course, the Hashem is poseach es yadecha u'maspilach ol chai ritzon. Of course, God opens his hand to sustain every living being. But when we see someone who is impoverished, whether because of financial reverses or physical illness, doesn't mean we stand by idly and say, oh, God will help you, we don't have to come to your aid. No, says Rav Hirsch, we, our tafkid, our responsibility, is to hurry to the aid of the sick and the poor, to lessen and to alleviate their pain, until such a time as God will have sent his help from above. God will protect and preserve he who has been brought low, and he will help him regain his happiness once more. So we are reassured that ultimately it is Hashem who will save this individual. But in the meantime, God expects of you, and this is where first changes it into the language of you, he's speaking directly to each one of us. In the meantime, until God sends that help and helps this individual regain his happiness once more, in the meantime, he expects of you that you will not abandon that person to the tyranny of wicked men. Yes, God will restore the sick to good health, but if, while he is still ill, you must be a maskil eldal, you must give him care and sympathy. You must turn your attention to the impoverished brethren that stands next to you. By doing so, you will have transformed his sickbed. Not only will you then have made it easier for him to bear his pain, but by the loving concern that you show him, you will have turned even his sickbed into a place where he may experience kindness and comfort. So who is the ultimate rofe cholim? The Ribbono Shel Olam. Who is the morish u'ma'ashir, says Chana in her tefillah? Who impoverishes and who lifts up and makes wealthy? It is God. Who causes a reversal of fortune? The Almighty. But does it mean that when I see my fellow brethren standing by in poverty and illness, I wash my hands of responsibility because I say, oh, God will help? No, not at all. I have a responsibility to be maskil eldal, to contemplate his situation and help in whatever way I can. There is a story told, and you've heard it told over by a number of different Magide Shir. I don't remember who the protagonist of the story is, but it goes as follows. There is a teaching that every koach in the world, every midah, every strength that we have and character trait can be used for good or can be used for bad. So someone was once asked, if there is a kofar, someone who is a non-believer, he doesn't believe in God, how can that be used for the good? If you want to tell me that ka'as can be used for the good, I understand. We could become angry at those who deny the omnipotency and the all-powerful Almighty. But how could it be that Kofu's denial of the one God, how could that be used for the good? So the answer is as follows. You tell the Kofar, listen, even you have a trait that can be used for the good. What's a trait that the Kofar could use for good? When you see someone who is very poor and they come to you, you are a Kofar, so you will not say, oh, God will help. You will step up to the plate and help them themselves if you don't believe in God. That when the poor person comes with his hand out, you don't have an excuse to not give. And so therefore your kofus, your denial of God, will actually be used to help the poor person. So this is not a condoni chas v'sham of such behavior, and no one should misunderstand. It's slightly humorous, but also has a point. What is the point? Everybody, when they see their fellow brethren suffering, maskil elda, we must turn our attention to help our fellow Jew. Kol Yisrael arevim zebazeh. And we should not say, oh, God will help, and wash our hands of responsibility for his needs. No, we must stand by him in his time of pain, lift him out from his sickbed with the belief that the Almighty, of course, will restore his happiness, says Rav Hirsch. But until that time, the responsibility depends on us. How does David HaMelech conclude this capital, which also concludes the first book, book one of Psalms? Pasuk Yudbeis, Bezot Yadati Ki Chafatzdibi. Through this I know, God, that you desire me. Ki lo yaria oivi alai. You do not let my foe, my enemy, shout gleefully over me. Va'ani betumi tamachti bi. Tamachta bi. And I, because of my integrity, God, you have supported me. Va'tatziveni lefanecha le'olam. And you stand me before you, God, forever. Final Pasuk of Kapitol Mem Aleph, which is also the final Pasuk of Book 1 of Tehillim. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, mei ha'olam v'ad ha'olam, amen v'amen. Blessed is Hashem, the God of Israel, forever and ever, amen v'amen. I want to thank you for learning with me these past few days. It's been my honor and pleasure teaching the sixth kapitlach of Tehillim. I appreciate the opportunity very much. I hope everybody learned and enjoyed. And we have been studying together Lilui Nishma Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef. May her neshama have an ali in the schut of the Torah we shared. I wish you all a wonderful day. Thank you so much.